Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
In the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning, it's 8 AM, I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he plans to push for stronger gun control laws in Wisconsin. Terry Bell reports.
Johnson built relationships with state lawmakers in his recent successful campaign for more shared state revenue. Now he tells the Milwaukee Press Club he wants to do something about gun violence.
There's so much more that we can do together working with state government. I mean, those folks who are shooting people in neighborhoods, those folks who are attempting to rob armored trucks, they obviously shouldn't have their hands on a gun, obviously. And so we need the state's help in order to make sure that happens.
224 people were killed in Milwaukee last year, the third straight year the city set a homicide record. The vast majority were shootings. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The head of the Eau Claire County Board is ousted for misspent money at the county's Department of Human Services. Jimmy Costco with more.
The Eau Claire County Board voted to remove Chairman Nick Smyer 17-9. A private law firm was hired to look into a $1 million discrepancy at the county DHS in 2019. It caused the department to go $3 million over budget. Investigators concluded Smyer knew about misspent and stolen money. That includes the case of a former DHS employee who's been charged with four felonies for misspending department money. The Eau Claire County Board will meet again later at a time to be determined to consider removing County Administrator Catherine Schaff. A replacement for Smyer will be considered at Tuesday's regular session for the County Board. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
A step in the right direction, but concerns still remain. Special education advocates throughout Wisconsin appreciate the $100 million increase to special education budgets around the state. But last school year alone, districts were left with more than $1 billion shortfall in funding, which had to be covered by pulling money from other district funds. The state has a budget surplus of roughly $4 billion after the contentious budget writing process, but lawmakers have signaled that won't be touched for another 2 years. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says merger talks between the PGA and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour amount to a truce, not a deal. Johnson was one of a bipartisan group of senators that grilled PGA executives at a hearing this week. Johnson tells Green Bay's Channel 5 the agreement aims to end the expensive court battle between the leagues.
This wasn't something that was engineered by the PGA. This is something that the Saudis pretty well forced on them, and the PGA is trying to make the best of what they certainly considered a pretty bad situation.
The Saudis are offering the PGA more than $1 billion to merge. Prepare for the return of poorer air quality conditions this weekend. That's according to officials with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Smoke from the continued Canadian wildfires is expected to worsen the state's air quality, but officials do not believe it will get as bad as the state experienced in June. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. Stickers declaring a room a safe space have come down from the walls of Arrowhead High School. The school board voted for the new policy this week. It bans religious and political signs as well as those that indicate a room is a safe space. People against the new policy say kids and marginalized groups need safe spaces. The school district says all its facilities should be considered safe. A similar policy passed in the Oak Creek Franklin School District last month. An armored car guard is recovering after being shot several times in a robbery in Milwaukee. It happened outside a North Shore bank early yesterday. Another guard fired at the shooter, who ran and got away. No one else was hurt. We don't know yet if police have arrested anyone. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
The Brewers are back in action. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening up the second half of the season on the road in Cincinnati against the Reds at Great American Ballpark. The Brewers struggled to score the first half of the year, but managed to stay near the top of their division. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Our biggest strength has been our defense. I mean, I think we've played very good defense throughout the season. Bryce Turang made three plays. the one play made on the other side of the bag, like, nobody makes that play. You know, that's a hit, and that's runs, and that's those are like driving and runs. So I think we've played, for the large bulk of the season, played very good defense, and defense that's really kept runs off the board a lot for our pitchers.
Corbin Burns on the mound tonight for Milwaukee talked about facing the Reds for a second weekend in a row.
Yeah, I mean, we played a good series here against the Reds. You know, we got three more coming out of the break with them, which is kind of strange, but, you know, it gives us an opportunity to keep playing good baseball against a, you know, first-place team. Hopefully we can overtake them. We're swinging the bats well, we're throwing the ball well, playing great defense. That's what you want to see, and hopefully a short little break, get everyone, you know, some rest and come out firing in the second half.
Major League Baseball schedules are out for 2024. For the third straight year, the Brewers will open the season on the road, this time in New York, against the Mets, Thursday, March 28th. The home opener is the following Tuesday, April 2nd, against the Minnesota Twins at AmFam Field. NBA, last night in Las Vegas, the Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Miami Heat, 91-72. Bucks guard Lindell Wigginton led with scoring 15 points in 20 minutes of playing time. 7'5" center Taco Fall scored 10 and blocked three shots. The Bucks' second-round pick, Chris Livingston, asked what's been the difference between playing for Kentucky and now in the NBA summer games.
The biggest thing, like, as you go from, you know, next level to the next level, each level, the attention to detail increases. You know, you have to pay attention to a lot more detail because the details are what going to separate, you know, guys out there on the floor, being as in the summer league and you're at the NBA level. So I think that's one of the main things that you got to think about.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? It's
just a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, Calvin, the sun is really high in the sky, which means it's going to be really, really nice and warm. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to the weekend. How are you,
Earl? I'm looking forward to the weekend as well. A lot of things going on. This weekend, as always, this time of the year, if you were five different people, you can go to five or six different places and enjoy it. You know, because we live where we live, we squeeze everything into these, you know, June, July, and August. And so you can't be at all of them, but pick a few and enjoy it. But I wanted to follow up with the end of the last show that was just on the air, and that's civicmedia.us. Go there. The blood challenge, the Civic Media blood challenge is still in full effect. We need you, as well as the nation needs you and the state needs you to be able to do follow through with this so we can help many people who are in dire need of blood. Calvin, where would they go again?
You can go to civicmedia.us/giveblood, or you can just go to civicmedia.us and it's at the top of the homepage.
Yeah, we really need you not to forget that. It only runs until the end of this month, and we could make such a difference in the lives of children, the elderly, all of us. All of us need blood, and we've got to continue to push that. And if you are able to, if you are capable, well, most of us are capable of doing it, is whether or not we are willing to do it. We need you to act on that, and we greatly appreciate it. As Luke Mather stated earlier, there are prizes that you would be eligible for by being a part of that. So we thank you ahead of time, but by all means, go again, Calvin, to where?
civicmedia.us/giveblood.
All right. Where to begin? There's so many places I want to begin and so many different things I want to talk about, but I want to begin by the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson, a young man who I consider to be a friend, a young man who I watched his career go from, you know, a guy who just came in and was a part of former Mayor Tom Barrett's office staff, and it climbed from that position in a short period of time to alderman and then to president of the Common Council and now to mayor. And a young man who clearly has great talents, a very brilliant young man, graduate from UW-Madison, who's come from some difficult situations in his own life and has been able to overcome all those things and become the mayor. You know, Mayor Johnson thinks that now that the relationships that he built with Republicans to help create, you know, the climate, the atmosphere that allowed this 2 cent sales tax to come into play to help the city of Milwaukee get through difficult times with this pension problem. And he somehow thinks that the relationships that he built with many Republican state legislators is going to be the catalyst, that he can use to somehow get them to address gun control. Hey, Mayor Johnson, ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. And I get it. And, man, I know my heart bleeds like yours. 224 people were murdered in the city of Milwaukee last year, a record. Year before that, in the 200s, year before that, in the 200s, and the slaughter just continues. It's certainly the percentage is down somewhat this year, but whether it's 220 or 200, it's too many. And at the root of all of it is the access, easy accessibility to guns and people who shouldn't have guns. And the fact that it is so easy to get people, get their hands on guns, and the laws that are in existence that allowed us to happen is what's at the root of it. And so, Mayor Johnson, you know, I know your heart is right. And I know you think that these people somehow in the legislature, people of conscience, but when you talk about guns, you know, just not going to happen for whatever reason. And most of it has to do with the fact of the gun lobbies that own and control, you know, many people who are in public office who just can't seem to let the money go that they receive from the gun lobbies. Blood runs in the street of children, and they can't position themselves to say no to the gun lobbies, to the money, and that money is stained with the blood of children and innocent people. And this nation is the worst perpetrator of all. No other nation on earth that accepts what we accept in this nation, with the continued slaughter of the American citizens by one another. So, Mayor Johnson, you know, you'll fight the good fight. I know you will. But you shouldn't be discouraged, because it's not going to happen. They are not going to, again, dismiss the easy dollars that come into their coffers, that help them stay in office. That is more important than the lives of innocent people that are taken far too often, in not just in the city of Milwaukee, but particularly in the city of Milwaukee, that just goes on unabated. You know, I wish that there was some magic wand I wish there was some way that those same people who you were able to sit down with and supposedly, you know, have some dialogue and a breakthrough that clearly you and County Executive David Crowley have received credit for with negotiating with Robin Voss and those other folk on the state level to allow you to raise, you know, this revenue. But I think that's an altogether different issue, you know, being able to raise the money to fend off bankruptcy for the city of Milwaukee than it is to get people to stop allowing guns to flow into neighborhoods and into communities, into the hands of children 12, 13, 14, and 15 years old that result in the continued deaths of these children and innocent people. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. Early in the morning, what's going on?
Good morning, Earl. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that, especially once we get money out of politics. And I hope everyone just realizes that. But what I really would love to see is a politrickster or a politician come on your show, someone that has run for office in the past, and or someone that's been in office in the past, and can really tell us how much pressure is put on these people, whether it's running commercials against them or whatever it might be, but put on the special interest groups, how much pressure is put on, like you said, the gun lobby, on these politicians to do what they want them to do. Because I have a feeling that I would think that somebody that has been in office and then lost an office because they got beat by big money in politics would actually want to come on a show and actually uncover the truth and say, you know what, when you're in that office, it doesn't matter what we the people are saying or how much we're clamoring outside the door. What matters is the special interest putting the pressure on me as a politician. And if I don't do what they say, they're going to run commercials against me, you know, in the next week or so. And I just wish we had some, just one really, really honest politician that could come out and uncover the true experience of being a politician and saying, this is what they do. They come into my office. I have 5, 12, 15, 20 different lobbyists, and they tell me that this is what's going to happen. They got nothing to lose because they're already been beaten. And I really would love to see it. So any politician out there that has been, you know, maybe a Ron Kind, if he really wants to actually give something back to we the people or something where they can say maybe the reason why they voted the way they did. And it mostly had to do with the pressure from the outside lobbyist group. I know some of them have jobs now in lobby firms and all that kind of stuff. But let's be honest, not all of them are just going, you know, be lobbyists.
You know, Tom, at the root of all of it is the lack of education of the American people and the voting electorate who fails to understand the lobbyists and the relationship between the lobbyists and the laws. And so we continue to organize people to vote and get people to vote, but we don't go to next step. Because I believe if the American people were educated enough to understand that the lobbyist defeats the whole reality of what this whole system of voting is all about and democracy is all about, that's defeated for the most part when lobbyists can come in and do whatever it is they do. You and I know what they do. We've got to be able to educate enough Americans to understand that. And until we can get that done, it's a futile attempt. Thank you very much for the call, man. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. And click on the careers.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun today with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 86. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 65. Overcast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 84. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
You know I've heard somebody say just the other day, how love ain't around. People trying to find a way out, trying to find some peace of mind. And where you might, you might begin to see some of the things you've been trying to find. Look at California. Look at California. Look at California.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I come in here 5 days a week, you know, week in, week out, month in, month out, and talk about a lot of issues that impact and affect all of us. And I am constantly unwavering and willing to talk about all subjects And so I was challenged the other day about why I won't talk about what's going on in Israel. Because there are some subjects that people say are taboo. And we shouldn't be allowed to talk about them. And I don't think any subject should be taboo. And I think truth, wherever it is, should be spoken. And when we talk about freedom of speech, and when we talk about why you should have, it should be, talk about people having courage to discuss what goes on in Israel. Well, you know, right is right, wrong is wrong. And we have to be willing to, again, speak from that perspective. So at a recent Israeli Defense Forces Officers Candidate School graduating ceremony, IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Hezra Halvi declared an IDF soldier who stands by while an Israeli throws a Molotov cocktail at a Palestinian cannot be an officer. Maybe we haven't talked about it enough, but ever since Benjamin Netanyahu came back to power in Israel, things have really gotten out of control from the perspective of this continued ongoing battle between Israel and the Palestinians. And what Benjamin Netanyahu and has been doing, and the slaughter that's been taking place, and the injustice that has been taking place, again, to the Palestinian people. President Joe Biden, and I support President Biden and Democrats, but they've been silent. And again, whether it's in Ukraine or whether it's in Israel, right is right, wrong is wrong. And what Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel has been doing in Israel to the Palestinians is once again not right. And the fact that we in this nation are silent towards it is also not right. And so we're going to spend a couple minutes talking about just what's been taking place there and why we shouldn't be silent. The fact that we continue to financially support Israel, a very strong nation financially, that continues to get financial resources from the taxpayers of this nation. We need to talk about it, and we will after the break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
California, 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 California. California, 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 yeah.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Actors are on strike after contract talks broke down between the union and studios and streaming services. Actress Fran Drescher is the head of the union.
You cannot change the business model as much as it has changed and not expect the contract to change too.
Police on Long Island, New York have arrested a suspect in the Gilgo Beach murders.
At least 10 people reportedly killed because of this one individual, possibly more. This has been going on since December 2011.
Odyssey New York reporter Sophia Hall. Two groups linked to the World Health Organization have reached different conclusions over whether the sweetener aspartame causes cancer, but don't get too concerned.
This shouldn't really be taken as a direct statement that indicates that there is a known cancer hazard from consuming aspartame.
Researcher Mary Schubauer Berrigan. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. Stickers declaring a room a safe space have come down from the walls of Arrowhead High School. The school board voted for the new policy this week. It bans religious and political signs as well as those that indicate a room is a safe space. People against the new policy say kids and marginalized groups need safe spaces. The school district says all its facilities should be considered safe. A similar policy passed in the Oak Creek Franklin School District last month. An armored car guard is recovering after being shot several times in a robbery in Milwaukee. It happened outside a North Shore bank early yesterday. Another guard fired at the shooter, who ran and got away. No one else was hurt. We don't know yet if police have arrested anyone. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Thank you.
always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we went to break, you know, I was talking about, you know, what is going on in Israel since Benjamin Netanyahu has come back to power. And it is just not right. Now, we give Israel approximately $3.4 billion a year over. We've given them over $150 billion. And so we certainly should have some impact in what happens there, as we do in other nations that we, you know, support financially. Before we went to break, I was talking about Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Herzl Halevi, declared an IDF soldier who stands by while an Israeli throws a Molotov cocktail at a Palestinian cannot be an officer. Halevi could not be more correct. That same spirit of zero tolerance, toleration for enabling, for the bystanders' complicity in evil, must also dictate U.S. policy regarding current events in Israel. So what is taking place and what has been going on there is just overkill. I'm a retired lieutenant colonel in the IDF Judge Advocate General's Corps. I was directly involved in the implementation of the Oslo peace process and have been engaged in track two negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. And I'm very much opposed to the Netanyahu government's judicial reforms, a whitewashing term if ever created. I'm also a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen who teaches law in the U.S., and I have spoken widely on U.S. and Israeli policies, geopolitics, and national security considerations. I'm deeply concerned about the Israeli democracy and Israelis' U.S. relationship, in particular, the historical financial U.S. commitment to Israel, for two related reasons. The first has to do with pogroms being committed by Jewish settlers directed at Palestinians living in the West Bank. Let me repeat that word, pogroms, P-O-G-R-O-M-S. Definition, the Oxford Language Dictionary. Pogrom, an organized massacre of a particular ethnic group, in particular, that of Jewish people in Russia or Eastern Europe in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The pogroms of the 1880s drove many westward to the U.S. So what is transpiring, what is taking place in Israel again? An organized massacre of a particular ethnic group in particular. Now, this is not Earl Ingram saying this. Again, this is a well-respected dual citizen of Israel who is bringing this to the forefront, which Jewish settlers and directed at Palestinians living in the West Bank, which have also resulted in harm to U.S. citizens. These are becoming a daily occurrence. Unfortunately, the proverbial nod and wink approval of a complicit government whose condemnations are merely rhetorical. Joe Biden, the Democrats, and the United States have been silent on this. The second issue is the government's determination to eviscerate Israel's independent judiciary, which is essential to the separation of powers and checks and balances. These two issues directly clash with the American interests, values, and norms. They do not reflect the Israel beloved by those of us who believe in a liberal democracy for these reasons. The decades-long relationship between Israel and the U.S. is in peril like never before. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Why the silence? You know, why is it? And people who've been around a while, like I have, and have watched every time Benjamin Netanyahu has gotten reelected, that might have been four or five times now, this happens. And Israel takes this turn for the worse as it relates to the Palestinian people. And as a power broker in world politics, the fact that our government remains silent to what is happening to Palestinians is not right. I know I run a risk of having this conversation, but why should there be a risk? It's the truth. I'm not the guy who's saying this. I'm just echoing, you know, this article that's in The Hill this morning, and it's from a retired lieutenant colonel, of Israel, a dual Israeli citizen, United States and Israel. And he says that this is not right. And yet, you know, we remain silent. We have to, wherever it is, American concern regarding the current situation has been clearly articulated by President Biden and his entire administration. Whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and members of his coalition fully understand and appreciate these clear voices of concern is an open question. Now, I understand that, you know, Israel is our number one ally. I'm not unmindful of that. But because they're our number one ally, does it mean that we shouldn't apply pressure when human rights are being violated? Whether it's in Israel, again, or whether it's in Ukraine, our nation should stand up and speak up for that and speak against it. And, you know, how far are we willing to go? It's what's at the root of it. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, why is the subject matter taboo? It should not be. And it's, and throughout my life, it's been something that people had to tread very softly on and about. And it's still that way today. But it shouldn't be. And we should be willing to speak out against atrocities wherever they are, whoever creates those atrocities. Be it Israel, be it Russia, be it the United States. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Doesn't have any nationality. Doesn't have any religious connotation. You know, it's not rich, it's not poor. None of those things. But what is taking place there is not right. It's not just. And so what Benjamin Netanyahu is doing is saying, okay, well, you know, America, if you really, you know, want to put pressure on us, we'll just go and we'll talk to China. Maybe we'll build a new relationship with China. And so Benjamin Netanyahu is going to visit China, something that hasn't happened in the past, because he's dead set on what's in his mind, what's been in his mind as long as he's been in control and whenever he's in control over Israel. So anyway, I want to go to this next subject. And this is another one of those things that we have to be willing to speak out against. And, you know, a New Rochelle, New York police officer shot a man, 37-year-old man, You know, and what was the man doing that cost him his life? He was accused of eating some grapes and a banana without paying for it. I see you shaking your head, Calvin. But these are the kind of things that I just, how do you even explain it? You know, a black young man and a white police officer. How can there be any peace? That is, there will never be any peace when things like this continue to happen. Well, they said he was, you know, he was doing this and he wasn't paying for it. And then the police's excuse was he tried to grab my gun. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. So am I saying that people should go into grocery stores, Calvin, and eat a couple of grapes and eat a banana? No, I'm not. But even if someone does that, how does it escalate to somebody being murdered? Because that's what that is. That's murder. Well, you know, he's law enforcement. I don't care if you're law enforcement or whoever you are. Again, this man lost his life because he ate a few grapes and ate a banana that they throw away hundreds of times a day. Because the bananas either rot or the grapes are no good, so they throw these things away. What point are we trying to prove? Well, he shouldn't have been, you know, stealing. You know, he shouldn't have been stealing. This, you know, we have to come to grips with things in this nation. And things aren't getting better. I keep hearing people say, oh, things are getting better. No, they're not. Situations like this won't ever make things better. They will always make things worse. Somebody should pay a price for that. I'm afraid that the law enforcement officer is going to get off. We've seen these kind of situations before. But there's no way in a just society that guy should get off because the guy was eating a few grapes and a banana. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 86. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows dip down to about 65. Cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 84. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's impossible for Raymond Fowler to explain how it felt to learn a police officer shot his only son after he was accused of taking a few dollars worth of fruit, he said. Words can't describe the moment when I heard what happened, Mr. Flowers said. Even now, as we speak, it's like I'm in a cloud. This is a very difficult challenge for me. Mr. Flowers' son, Jarrell Garris, 37, was shot by police on July 3rd in New Rochelle, New York, a suburb of New York City, after a report of theft from a local grocery store. He was accused of eating a few grapes and a banana and leaving without paying, the lawyer representing the Garris family said. The New Rochelle Police Department said Mr. Garris was shot when he tried to grab a gun from an officer's holster. It released body cam footage that shows the events leading up to the shooting, but cuts off before it takes place. Mr. Garris died in the hospital a week later, according to the state attorney general's office. So, I don't know, man. You know, if I'm a law enforcement officer, and you know, and somebody, you know, ate a banana and ate a few grapes and left the store, I would say this is, you know, as long as the guy left, what am I going to do? Is that an issue even worth me getting involved in? I mean, let's just think about it. Nothing good can come out of that situation. I haven't been trained in law enforcement. I've got many friends, retired law enforcement officers. I know the chief of police, who I'm going to have on next week, the chief of the city of Milwaukee Police Department, is going to join me in studio next week, a good friend of mine. And I know his take on these kinds of things. Some things just aren't worth getting involved in. That didn't make any sense. That's a situation that the law enforcement officer should have ignored. A banana and a few grapes. And a man is dead. Well, you know, Earl, he was stealing. Well, you know, corporations steal, but it's legal for them. There are people who are hungry in the society, no question whatsoever. But if the worst that occurred was a banana and a few grapes, and somehow the sentence should be death, we've got things really screwed up in this society. There's no question we have those things screwed up. And this is a prime example. You know, being a law enforcement officer doesn't mean that you are the judge and the jury. As I said to you before, I've got law enforcement officers that are retired friends that I've known most of my life. The chief's a real good friend of mine, the chief of the city of Milwaukee Police Department. I'm not anti-law enforcement. But that just makes no sense whatsoever. It's a situation that just did not have to occur. And these kinds of things keep happening time and time and time again. And they don't have to happen. That's unacceptable. No person should lose their life with a nation that throws away more food than almost all the rest of the world combined, and somehow it winds up in a man losing his life. Now, he ate a banana and he ate a few grapes and he didn't pay for them. I'm many times speechless when you see stories like this, because they've got to end. These things have to end. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Hey!
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.